Let's talk a little bit about the switch around from the labels. The new record, Ain't Life Grand, comes out October 10th, and that is on Koch Records. And you left Interscope last year, is that right?
Yeah. Well, what happened was, guessing...
When the merger thing happened.
Yeah, it was part of that merger thing. So we went to Interscope, and Jimmy Iovine was one of the guys involved with the A&R.
He's like a big poncho music guy.
Rock model.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, but he hooked me up with Jack Douglas, which is a guy that I originally wanted to do Guns N' Roses when it first
started. He's a producer, right?
Yeah.
Produced Aerosmith,
John Lennon, and a whole countless other records. But at that particular point in time, I think we were all a little too volatile to put in the same room, you know, as far as Jack Douglas and Guns N' Roses was concerned.
Gotcha.
So it didn't happen. I think the record company just went, I don't think so, you know. I mean, Jack's got his problems. You guys definitely have yours. So now let's try and put you together with somebody a little bit more, with a little bit more clean slate happening. So that's what happened. And then I come full circle and come around. Got the Snake Pit thing going. I'm on Interscope, Geffen Interscope, whatever you want to call it. And then Jack got involved, and we finished the record. And then once it was done, we came to this particular junction where it was like, do you guys know how to promote or whatever a rock and roll record? And they're going like, how do we work this? We don't even know what to do with the Guns N' Roses live record. And at that point, we came to an amicable split where I owned the tape and I took it. And then those guys went on to keep doing hip-hop stuff. And so it was very cool. It was very quiet and very, you know, so I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. But, and then I held on to the tape until we found a company that had a real personable kind of staff where I can walk into the office and I know everybody who's doing everything having to do with the record company.
It's important to be hands-on to you with the project.
And that took a little while because there's so much going on. We went to a bunch of different places and we finally went to Koch and consequently met other people after that, you know, or at the same time in New York. I was like, you know, the people at Koch are cool. Let's do that, and we'll sort of do it our own way, and that's how we did it.
And we should note that Koch, up until very recently, has been basically a European label, mm-hmm. and now they're having more. They're branching out more.
Now they're taking in sort of best way to put it is like domestic kind of bands, or hard rock bands, and so on and so forth, and trying to break, on the North America side. As opposed to just distributing through Europe and international stuff.